Grammar Booster.
Future passives with going to. Affirmative. I'm going to be told. You're going to be told. He's going to be told. She's going to be told. It's going to be told. We're going to be told. They're going to be told.
Negative. I am not going to be told. You aren't going to be told. He isn't going to be told. She isn't going to be told. It isn't going to be told. We aren't going to be told. They aren't going to be told.
Interrogative. Am I going to be told? Are you going to be told? Is he going to be told? Is she going to be told? Is it going to be told? Are we going to be told? Are they going to be told? We can use be plus going to talk about the future. For example, she's going to leave at 6 p.m. They're going to work from home today.
We form future passives with be plus going to be plus a past participle. For example, the TV is going to be fixed. The computer systems are going to be updated.
We form negatives with not, or the contracted forms isn't or aren't. For example, the TV isn't going to be fixed. The computer systems aren't going to be updated. In active sentences, the person or thing doing the action is the subject of the sentence. For example, Jack is going to make the bed. Jack, subject. Is going to make, verb. The bed, object. Ben and Holly are going to take the photos. Ben and Holly, subjects. Are going to take, verb. The photos, object.
However, with passives, the person or thing receiving the action is the main focus of the sentence. For example, the bed is going to be made by Jack. The photos are going to be taken by Ben and Holly.
Notice how the person who does the action can appear at the end of the sentence after the word by. You don't have to add this information if you don't need to. For example, the bed is going to be made. We use the passive when we don't know who has performed the action. The posters are going to be printed. It isn't important who has performed the action. The plants are going to be watered. It's obvious who has performed the action. The patient is going to be operated on. Obviously, a surgeon is going to operate on the patient. Dialogue. The prize-giving ceremony. Right, so listen carefully, because I want you to write the schedule up later.
All right.
So, the ceremony is going to be held in the town hall on the 16th of March. Are you taking notes?
Mental notes.
Write it down, please.
Okay, have you got a pen?
Here you are. The invitations are going to be designed by the Floral Company.
That's your mum's firm, isn't it?
Yes. The catering is going to be provided by Tompkins Food Supplies.
Your wife's business?
Yes. Have you got the name right? It needs to appear in all our marketing materials. That's Tompkins with a P in it. Okay?
Got it.
Good. Now, drinks are going to be served to guests as they arrive at 6:30. We need to ensure there's a good supply of champagne, about 20 bottles.
Okay.
And the ceremony is going to be officially opened at 7.
You're giving a speech, aren't you?
Yes. The speech will last for about 50 minutes. And then the statue is going to be unveiled.
It's a statue of you, isn't it?
Yes. Can't you tell?
Well, I haven't seen you on a horse before. And the man in the statue has got a lot more hair than you.
Right. Anyway, after that, the Medal of Honor for Outstanding Service to the Community is going to be presented along with a cheque for £30,000.
Your son is the winner, isn't he?
Yes. Now, what are we doing about security? We don't want any protesters getting in like last year.
Well, 3 or 4 security guards are going to be placed at each entrance, and there are going to be some plainclothes guards among the audience, just in case.
Perfect.
We'll be using your brother's security company for that, won't we?
Yes. Now, on to my next point. Have you...